Hello and welcome to today's episode of Turning Readers into Writers. And the question we're looking at today is, how do you write your first sentence? A number of people have asked me this, so I thought it was about time we tackled it. So let's crack on. Welcome to the Turning Readers into Writers podcast, where I teach beginner writers how to find the time and confidence to write their first novel. I'm your host, Emma Desi, and I'm so excited that you're here. Thank you for joining me today, because if you've been longing to write your novel for forever, this is the place to be. Okay, so you have decided you want to write your novel. You have made that commitment to yourself, and you've decided you're going to face your fear and you're going to do it anyway. So a lot of people have asked, you know, I've made that decision, how do I write the first sentence? Well, believe it or not, the first sentence in your book is often one of the last sentences that you write. Invariably, the first lines and maybe even the first paragraphs or even the first chapter will be one of the last things you write. The first draft of it that you create will probably end up on the editing room floor. And this is because it can take quite a while to get into your story, and it's common for very many writers. In fact, in a lot of writing classes, your teacher might read over something that you've written, but it's not until the last page that they say to you, ah, this is where your story begins. And I know from experience that it's very disheartening when they say that, because you've poured yourself into those first three or four pages, but it's only on that last page that your story comes to life. And I promise you, if that's happened to you, you're not alone. It's definitely happened to me on more than one occasion. So my message really is not to worry about your first line. The first chapter in your book is probably the one that you will write more than any other chapter. You're going to come back to it again and again and again. The most important thing at these early stages is to actually get the story down on paper, the whole story, so that you have something there, tangible, that you can improve upon. As my favourite Anne Lamott always says, you have to write your downdraft before you can write your updraft. So your downdraft is where you get all the words down on paper, and your updraft is when you fancy it all up and you make it ready for readers. And remember too, there's a reason it's called the rough draft. So your priority should be to get your words down on paper, not worrying about how great your first line is going to be, because no matter how great you think you've made it, you will change it time and time again. So don't worry about that. But let's have a little look at, you know, what is a good opening line? You know, when you come back to editing it, what would you like to have? There's a few different options you've got. So you can start with a very simple statement of fact. So, for example, I've just recently read Sally Rooney's debut novel, Conversations with Friends, and her opening line is very simple. She writes, Bobby and I met Melissa at a poetry night in town where we were performing together. Super simple, super straightforward. So really easy. You just make a statement of fact about, you know, what's going on in that moment. It could be a more extensive fact, for example. So a very famous one is from Pride and Prejudice by Jane Austen. It is a truth universally acknowledged that a single man in possession of a good fortune must be in want of a good wife. Don't know how true it is, but perhaps it was back in Jane Austen's day. Another thing you can think about doing is opening with the setting. So you're going to place your reader where the story is taking place. You can describe what your character is seeing and what that means to them. Amanda Prowse, in her novel My Husband's Wife, she opens the story in just like that. She writes, having lived in the small seaside town of Woolacombe her whole life, it was hard for Rosie Tipcott to see it the way visitors saw it. Where tourists might rave about the surfing, linger for hours in the famous sand dunes, or spend every afternoon on the crazy golf course, Rosie was often preoccupied with what to make for tea, how many shifts she'd get that week, or whether she'd remembered to switch off the iron. So that immediately gives the reader a sense of where the story is taking place, who the main character is, and the kind of life that she's living. So we know that it's a pretty domestic life and she's worried about her shift, so money's a bit tight, and she has not a salaried job but more of a waged job, so the hours that she gets are important. Equally, you know, if your story is set in the future or in a different time and place, you can state that up front as well. Another famous example, but a good one as well, is The Hobbit by J.R.R. Tolkien, and he writes, "In a hole in the ground there lived a hobbit, not a nasty, dirty, wet hole filled with the ends of worms and an oozy smell, nor yet a dry, bare, sandy hole with nothing in it to sit down on or to eat. It was a hobbit hole, and that means comfort." So this tells us immediately that we are not talking about humans or in a world necessarily recognisable to us. We know it's something about a hobbit, and this hobbit lives in a hole, but not any old hole, a comfortable hole. And that leaves us, you know, wanting to know more. So what else? What else could you do to open your novel and draw in your reader? Other writers have used foreshadowing to entice the reader in. And here is a prologue used from Peter May's The Black House, and he uses this technique quite a lot, using the prologue to draw the reader in. He writes, "They are just kids, 16 years old, emboldened by alcohol and hastened by the approaching Sabbath. They embrace the dark in search of love and find only death." So this immediately gets the reader interested because, these kids are young, they've been drinking. The mention of the Sabbath tells us it's a Saturday night and that religion is important. And even, you know, the fact that they're 16 and they're in search of love tells us that sex is on their minds. But rather than finding love, they find death. So we immediately know that this is a crime novel. But whose death? Who has died? So the reader, intrigued, carries on. Peter May is one of my favourite crime writers, so if you haven't read him, I do recommend it. He's got a few different series, one in Scotland, one series in China, and he also has a series in South America, I think it is. It's very good. But I digress. So another way you might want to start your novel, and this is how I opened my first novel as well, is to use the inciting incident. So some people, I guess technically, in the more traditional form, you might be expected to have your inciting incident a bit further on in the book, but there's absolutely no reason that you can't open your story with the inciting incident, something that leaves the reader thinking, wait a minute, what's going on here? And so a good example of this is Carrie Fisher's novel, The Woman I Was Before, and she opens it with, "Of all the emotions I felt as I walked into my new house, hope was the most unexpected. But there it was, against the backdrop of fresh paint, a fragment of belief that this time, in the first home I'd owned since it all went wrong, Daisy and I would know good times." So this tells us that the character has just moved house, that something has gone wrong in her past, and that she's with somebody called Daisy. They've just moved into the house, and this is the inciting incident. This is what has pushed the character from her old life into the new one, and where the story starts. And as I mentioned, this is how my first novel began as well, the day she came home. "From the master bedroom upstairs, I heard Rossi's key enter the lock and the front door open. I froze. My heart thumped and I felt my face flush. I wanted to scream, to put my hands over my mouth. I wasn't supposed to be here as, technically, this wasn't my home anymore. And it was with trembling limbs I had, half an hour before, made my way to the garden gate." So as you can see, this is starting with the inciting incident as well. The main character, she's somewhere she shouldn't be, and a man called Ross has entered the house. And what's going to happen now? So that kind of puts us right into the drama straight away. So we've looked at a few different ways that you can open your novel with, you know, different types of lines that you can use. You can just make a you know, a simple statement of fact about who's there and what's going on. Or you can try doing Jane Austen's, you know, the more universal fact, something about the world in general, not just about your character's situation. You can open your story by placing the character, you know, talk about the setting, where they are. You can use foreshadowing in your novel to give an indication of what is to come. And you can drop your reader right into the inciting incident, get the action kicked off right from the get-go. So there's many different ways that you can get your story going. You also know now that the first line is likely to be the last sentence you write. It's the first chapter is the chapter you will come back to again and again and again until you or your editor are satisfied. So, you know, now that you know, you don't need to worry about it. Are you ready to start? I hope so. Pick a scene, any scene in the story that you can see in your mind, and just get writing, and the rest will flow from there. All right, I hope that was helpful. I hope it will help you just to get started and not to worry about that opening line. Let me know how you get on. You can let me know at emma@emmadesi.com, and I look forward to hearing from you. Take care, and I'll speak to you again soon. Bye-bye. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. I hope you found that helpful and inspirational. Now, don't forget to come on over to Facebook and join my group, Turning Readers into Writers. It is especially for you if you are a beginner writer who is looking to write their first novel. If you join the group, you will also find a free cheat sheet there called 3 Secret Hacks to Write with Consistency. So go to emmadesi.com/turningreadersintowriters, hit join, can't wait to see you in there. All right, thank you, bye-bye.